higher. Your love, your love, your love, never ending.
Yeah. Awesome, awesome. Hey, check this out. Welcome to the party, everybody. Say this with me. Welcome to the party.
Welcome to the party.
Here's what I want you to do. Everybody on your feet. Now, listen up. I got a special treat for you. Cool?
Cool.
Cool?
Cool.
I want you to high-five a bunch of people, but I want you to find the program staff because they have something a little awesome for you. So make sure you find them on the side and high-five them along the way. Give some high-fives along the way. And make sure you high-five your program staff. And if you're lucky, you might get a good ring pop along the way. Grab a seat when you are done, but make sure you high-five a few more people on the way back. Get your ring pop. High-five some people. Grab a seat, because this is a party. Awesome. If you do not have a ring pop, just let us know. We want to get one in your hands. I love it. Yo, does everybody have a ring pop? If you have a ring pop, say cool.
Cool.
Cool. Awesome. Yo, give the worship team a hand. How awesome is that? A great way to start tonight. Give yourself a hand, because you guys are awesome. And for good measure, high five the person sitting beside you and tell them you're looking good tonight. Okay, so we are here tonight. We're here tonight to celebrate. Everyone yell, celebrate.
Celebrate!
Now, before we continue on super duper quick. You're good. Super duper quick. Here on the screen are my contacts. If you need to find me on social media, if you need to find my email, if you need to send a text message because you need prayer, listen up, guys. If you need prayer, find me. If you want notes on anything I talked about this entire week, find me. If you asked the question in your cabin time and you did not get an answer because of time, message me. I will personally send you an answer or do the best I can to answer what you have. Cool?
Cool.
So find me online. That's a little bit of a resource for you. Now listen up. Real quick. I'm going to give a little summary for the week. And here's how I want to summarize. He is love. I am loved. You are loved. Repeat after me. He is love. Now point to the sky. He is love.
He is love.
I am loved.
I am loved.
Now point to someone else and say, you are loved.
You are loved.
He is love.
Love.
I am loved.
I am loved.
You are loved.
You are loved.
He is love.
He is love.
I am loved.
I am loved.
You are loved.
You are loved.
And my hope is that you never forget that. Because this whole week, we've been looking at this story, the prodigal son. And the way the story started off, we're talking to people in that culture who were considered so far off from God. But also the people in that culture who were considered so close to him. And the reality is many of them in this story miss that love of the Father that God was trying to communicate to these people. And throughout the week, every talk that we had that foundation. God is love. I am love. You are love. Cool?
Cool.
And I never want you to forget then. Because we have a culture that's trying to tell us that God is something else. But he is love, period. And I want you to know, if you this week identify with the prodigal son, maybe you're living a life that's so far off from God, I want you to know that you are not disqualified from his love. And no matter what you did, no matter how far you went, no matter what that looked like, no matter how bad it was, no matter how terrible of a person you may have felt, I want you to know God, who is love. You can always turn to him. You can always run to him. Because that life doesn't lead to what you think it's going to lead to. And what we're truly searching for in life truly comes from a relationship with God the Father. So never think you've gone so far down that road that you can't come back. Because the story we looked at this week, we saw it. We saw that taste of that unconditional love that God has for everybody. And as we see in this story, when the son returns home, they give him a robe. They give him a ring. Make some noise if you got a ring on your finger right now. They give him sandals. And it represented that he is accepted. I want you to understand that. That God accepts you. Because we live in also, unfortunately, a culture, maybe in the church, where maybe sometimes churches or Christians, we don't always do the best job. And I'm in this boat. I don't always do the best job reflecting that love of God, that unconditional love. My hope is no one ever gets in the way of you turning to God. But maybe for some of us, we're in this room, maybe we've grown up in the church, we've grown up in that environment, and maybe throughout the week we realize, man, I may have missed it a little bit. And maybe I've been getting in the way of people. Maybe I've been so focused on the religion, just doing the right things, I missed the love and the relational part of being a Christian and what it is to be a son and daughter in Christ. And this morning, we gave you that opportunity to take hold of that relationship with God the Father. And I love this scripture in this story. I'm going to pop it on the screen right here. 1, 2, 3, ready, read. Okay, we can go back to the other scripture. We can go back to the other scripture. 1, 2, 3, ready, read. So when we hear this story, I love the father. When he talks about what's going on, we see the youngest son returning. We see the unconditional love of God. And his response is, listen, we have to celebrate. Because this is so amazing. This is so awesome. And this week, we decided we had such an amazing week here at Amble. And God did so many things in your life. I've heard stories. I've seen the questions. I've seen the moments. I've seen the time in prayer. I've seen you worship. I've seen you on the swim dock. I've seen you all over those places. And through this whole week, God has been speaking to you and revealing himself to you and showing that love. And you all have been impacted in some way, shape, or form. And we want to celebrate that tonight. The way we left it off this morning, which we're going to try to transition into this as the worship band maybe comes up for one more song. I said, when you go back to your cabin, I want you, as maybe a group leader, or maybe a camper, maybe on behalf of your group, or more maybe as an individual, to share a little bit of this week. How did you see God's love? How do you understand God's love in a new way? How do you experience the love of God? Because the way we want to celebrate tonight is not listening to me, but it's listening to what you have experienced. So as the worship band comes along, if that's you, we want someone from every cabin. I want you to kind of make your way down over here while they're doing the worship song. Sound good? Cool? Cool. So if that is you, come meet me over here. We're going to hand it over to them. Thanks, guys.
Okay, stand up, you guys. We're going to sing another song together.
There are walls between us, and by great. You call me into the light. You call my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Your love is greater. Your love is stronger. Your love awakens, awakens, awakens me. Feel the darkness shaking. All the dead are coming back to life. I'm back to life. Hear the song awaken, all creation singing, we're alive. Cause you're alive. You call me out of the grave. You call me into the light. You call my name and then my heart came alive. Your love is greater.
This is good. Hey, you guys can grab a seat, please. Listen, we got some awesome people who are going to kind of come and line up. We got a few cabins represented here. And here's what we want to do tonight.
I love it.
I love it. Nobody wants to go first. It's all good. Everyone, cheer these people on. Thanks for being here, guys. It takes a lot of courage. So I'm going to ask for their name, their cabin. In some way, shape, or form, how did you see or learn or experience the love of God this week at Camp 7? Cool?
Cool.
Cool?
Cool.
What end wants to go first? Okay, here we go. So just tell us your name, your cabin, and just share. Okay. Sound good?
Sound good.
And take the mic. You got it?
Okay. Hi, my name is Alexa. Hi. I'm representing Beezer. So a way that God I've seen working this week, before I came to camp, I was really struggling with some issues that I had on my own, regarding my faith, regarding friendships, regarding relationships. And a way that I've seen God really working is that I was really praying to find answers to all of these situations and circumstances that I found myself in. And through this week, the people that I have been around, whether it be my counselors or the girls in my cabin, I've really seen God working through them by giving me those answers. The compassion, the love, even like the words that they've said have spoke so personally and intimately into the situations that I've been dealing with, that I know that it is God who has been speaking to me. And I'm so grateful for everybody that I've met this week and who's in my cabin. So.
Okay, hi, my name is Julia.
I'm from a Kadesh. I apologize in advance for my voice. Every time I get sick, my voice just goes, and it's like you come up, and it's like the preachers are like, bam, and they're like loud and in your face, and my voice is gone. So sorry about that. So our cabin had a couple of things we've been discussing. One of them was definitely friendships. You come to camp, and in some cases, you don't know anyone. You've never been here before. And it's really cool to see everyone in my cabin, and myself included, meeting new people and forming these friendships that didn't exist only days ago. And something that was mentioned that was really cool was how God can speak to us through the people in our community and even friends that we just meet. And that's a really cool thing. And then the other thing that stuck out to our cabin was how you can never be too far gone from God, and how, like the prodigal son story, no matter how far the son went away, the father was there and welcomed him back because of the everlasting love. And that relates to what Mike was talking about the blessings, and how I've at least found for myself, like Mike said it the best, I've ever heard a preacher, and I've heard so many different preachers speak. A blessing is anything that brings you closer to God, and that includes every bad thing that's happened in your life. If bad and good hadn't happened to me, I wouldn't be standing here now. I wouldn't have the faith that I have. I wouldn't know the people I do, and like for that, I am grateful. And so that was really cool to me.
Hi, I'm Lily. I'm from Hebron. We didn't really talk about it at cabin time, so they kind of just sent me up here. yeah, full fit. So a way that God has shown his love this week for our cabin is, like they said, through people. I think we all really feel accepted in our cabin, even though lots of us have been here before. We all just feel really accepted, and we all just love each other so much, even though we've known each other since Saturday. And we all just tell each other, you're so beautiful, you're so amazing. And it's just God speaking to all of us through each other, and that's how God has shown his love to our cabin.
My name is June. And I am from the Zion cabin. Before I came to this camp, I've had this feeling that I wanted to pursue God, but I had no idea how to. I was extremely confused, so I just kind of kept it to myself and didn't do anything about it. But when I came to this camp, it was like not what I expected, better than I expected. And although it's only been about a week, I've learned so much, more than I had in like the past year, even though I wasn't doing anything about it. But yeah, just like the whole camp, this Mike talking, my cabin, everyone's been so supportive. And while learning this the other night, I felt this presence of him, and I broke down and cried. And yesterday, I was grateful enough to accept Jesus into my heart with the... with the help with the amazing cabin leader, Jared. And yeah, I'm really excited about this new journey, I'd say it is. And I know there's so much more I need to learn, but I'm willing to learn it, and it's a whole new thing. And this is actually my first year here. And it's really starting to kick in how much I'm going to miss it when we all go back tomorrow. But post-camp depression, yeah. But I'm very excited for next Camp 7, and I'll hopefully see all you guys here next year.
Hi, I'm Ben, and I'm from Berea. This week, I've felt Jesus and the Holy Spirit move through myself and through my cabin leaders and many others in my cabin by putting much stronger desire in our hearts for Christ and for the Spirit. Coming up, I wasn't as interested or involved in my faith, and I feel I've grown so much this week in that. Having kids in our cabin, coming to Jesus, and coming closer to him through prayer, I think that's how God has shown his love for us in Berea. Yeah.
I'm Olivia. I'm from Salem. A way that God has worked through our cabin was in a sense that we all worked together so well. Like, we all just got along immediately. There was no awkwardness or nothing like that. And when I watch the people here praising God and singing these songs and at the end just praying, like, you can just see the love and passion through these people and just the way that God works through them. Yeah.
I'm Nick and Dayton, and we are from Ebenezer. So, at the start of camp, like, me and a group of my friends kind of came to camp with, like, totally wrong mindset. Like, let's mess around, let's do bad things, let's write the silver bullet, things you should not do. And it kind of, did not have the best impact on our experience and our relationship with God, but in a way made it stronger. So throughout those things, every day after, maybe a couple days ago, I feel God has been humbling me each and every day. And like yesterday, last night, I read my Bible, and that's something I would have never thought that I would ever do before camp. It's just like, I feel like I've been humbled by God, and it feels good.
Okay, so I'm Dayton, and as Nick said, we did not come to camp with the best mindset, and God, I can say, was not the first thing on our to-do list when we came to camp. Yeah, but I just wanted to share how, being with God at this camp can really make your journey, and make your experience so much more enjoyable. So, one night about halfway through the camp, I came to talk to Mike, and, we had a great chat about God, and it was just, he really kind of showed how much, how can I say it? How hot Mike was, exactly. really showed God to me, and the things that God can do are just really incredible. And the way that God really made my experience so much more enjoyable. And, I'd just like to thank Mike also. So, yeah. Thank you.
My name's Andrew, and I'm representing the boys of Gilead. I guess first thing I want to say, guys in Gilead, thank you for this week. You guys were incredible, experiencing this week with you and laughing alongside you guys and having a lot of fun. I could have been more blessed for a good group of 11 guys, so thank you for that. Throughout our week, we learned a lot, and today we decided we were all going to write down one thing that God taught us this week, and I decided to pull one from the guys, so I'm just going to read it. I won't say who it is in my cabin, but one of my campers said, "I learned that God loves everyone, and I thought that I wouldn't be accepted or loved by him, but I learned that I am accepted, and this week I accepted Jesus into my life." we talked about a lot of things this week, but a big takeaway, and I know one of you down there stole it from me, but I'm still going to go ahead and talk about it, is a blessing is anything that draws you closer to God. And that kind of turned things on its head for us this week in regards to God showing his love through the trials and through the difficulties of life. And some of you in this room, you might be 13 to 15 years old, but you've experienced things far beyond what you need to experience at your age, some more than others. And God showing his love through those blessings, and that I would say the older people in this room can probably agree, and as you guys grow up, will say, okay, if a blessing is something that draws you closer to God, it's interesting how the most difficult and painful and maybe lonely and disappointing seasons of our lives are the lives that we drew the closest to God. Do you guys have every right to be disappointed or frustrated or sad when things don't necessarily go your way? Yes. But understand that in those moments, God is drawing near to you, and he's molding you and shaping you. And there's a song that is so on overplay on Praise 106.5, but I love the words where it's like, what if blessings come through raindrops? What if healing comes through tears? What if 1,000 sleepless nights is what it takes to know you're here? What if trials of this life are his mercies in disguise? And so a few verses I was looking at as we were talking about this was, in James 1:2-4, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, when you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. So I encourage you guys in these next 12 months, when you come back to Camp 7 next year, understand that things might go great, but things might not also go great. And understand that God is shaping you, and he's testing you, and he's molding you into the men and women of God that he wants you to be. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs them all. 2 Corinthians 4:17. I think the difficulties of this life show us the contrast between what life with Jesus is after life. And the difficulties kind of give us a taste of what heaven is going to be the opposite of. So understand, guys, that the things that happen here aren't going to reflect what's in eternity with Jesus. There's such a far greater gift out there if you accept him into your life. And I encourage you guys this week, I know I'm a big song guy, so I've been saying this to my guys all week, but I pull lyrics. But I will sing this song. It's, "Oh, come to the altar. The Father's arms are open wide. Come today. There's no reason to wait. Jesus is calling." So I encourage you guys, don't take this lightly, and yeah, really think there's something more to this. So thank you.
Hey, give everyone a hand. You guys can grab a seat, but make sure you high five them along the way. You guys can grab a seat. Thanks, guys. That was awesome. Before we transition, I got one thing I want to share with you. Cool? Now, we didn't do it in less than 3 minutes. Cool? Again, I love that scripture. We had to celebrate. And these are just a few of the many, 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 many stories this week of how we've seen God working, how we've seen God moving, how maybe we tasted that love. But can I let you know something? When you go back home, he is still there too. And God doesn't just work on this island. And here we are, we're getting a glimpse of, like, you know, that prodigal son party. But that party doesn't just have to stay in this room. And you all had this taste. You've all experienced this love. You've all taken hold of this. And the beautiful part, when you go back home, you can not only have that party, but I think it's our calling as followers of Christ to invite people to be a part of this party. Because this is not just an animal thing. It's not just a cabin thing. And when you go back home, my hope is you take this love of God and you take this message and you share it with everyone that you can. Because that's what he calls us to do. He says, go into the world. The party does not stop here. So I'm going to pray. I'm going to transition into late night, but after I pray, I'm going to get everyone. Let's do this right now. Everybody, I want you on your feet, if that's okay. I'm going to pray, and then we're going to go into some awesome music. Let's just, have a party. Let's just celebrate for a few minutes after. Cool?
Cool.
And then we'll transition into late night. Cool?
Cool.
Lord God, thank you so, so much. You've been working in big ways. You've been working in small ways, but let us know you don't just work here at camp. This is not a one-week thing. When we go back home, you are there. When we are with this group of people at school, we are still loved. But help us take hold of that love. And help us do our best to follow you, to obey you, to commit our life to you. And it doesn't mean we're going to be perfect. But help us know the reality and the truth which we learned about this week. But my hope is we understand this party is not just about us. And it's not just for this group here in this room. But everybody qualifies to join this party. And you want to see everybody come to you and know that love on a personal, relational level. Because you are the Father. And we want to see them being able to say they are sons and daughters in Christ. So if we go home, let us take this party home. Let us give reason to celebrate. Let us share the love. And let us go into this world and share this with our friends, with our family, with people on our sport team. And let this party grow bigger and bigger and bigger because of this group standing right here. So thank you for everything that you've done. Thank you that you are love. Thank you that I am loved. Thank you that we are loved. And let us take that in Jesus' name. Amen. So, Jason, we're going to transition, man. We're going to throw some music on you for a few minutes. If you want to come back here, man, let's just get crazy. Let's put some energy. Let's have reason to celebrate. Cool.
In hope we rise, we speak your name. We lift our eyes, tune our hearts into your beat. Where we walk, there you'll be. With fire in our eyes, our lives alight. Your love untamed, it's blazing out. The streets will glow forever bright. Your glory's breaking through the night.
Every day, you will never fade away. my Father's.
In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am.
Okay, Gil, you guys can have your...